When President Bush delivers his State of the Union address tomorrow night, he will be faced with two challenges: convincing voters that action against Iraq is necessary, and assuring the country that he has a plan for economic recovery. Polls have shown that the president has problems on both fronts. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
The president's approval ratings have dropped almost to where they were before the September 11th attacks. Can tomorrow's speech change that?
Yes, it's remarkable how State of the Union speeches send up a president's approval rating, at least temporarily. We saw that repeatedly during the Clinton years when President Clinton at various times came in to give the State of the Union at difficult times in his presidency, and voters rallied behind him, and I think you're likely to see something similar on tomorrow night with President Bush, but there are some long-term problems here. Over the weekend, it was very clear, listening to Secretary of State Colin Powell in Davos and the president's spokesman here in Washington, that the administration is preparing a case that Saddam Hussein has been linked to al-Qaeda, and that might be something that we can expect to hear from the president tomorrow night in building the case against Iraq, although we're told not to expect any kind of declaration of war. I think that the tougher nut, however, is the economy. The president is not going to propose anything new, we're told. He's just going to try to sell his economic program that he's put forward already. And so far, he's had a very tough time selling it, even to Republicans in Congress, who are just not at all excited about this tax break on dividends. And the consumer confidence is worse than it's been in years. So the president really does have to do something on the economy, or it's going to get worse.
Democrats seem to be trying to come up with alternative plans for economic recovery. How will they do?
Well, that's very interesting. Today you will see the leaders of the House and Senate Democratic parties coming together to talk about the economy. That in itself is something new. They clearly are reacting to the 2002 election, where people complained that there was not a Democratic alternative to the president's plans. But now there are a variety of Democratic alternatives. Over the weekend, Senate Minority Leader Daschle proposed a rebate, tax rebates of $300 for every man, woman, and the first two children in a family. So a family of four would get $1,200. I guess so would a family of eight. And that's one Democratic proposal. Another is a proposal to roll back payroll taxes, Social Security taxes, which, of course, more people pay than income taxes. But the Democrats are trying to at least come up with alternatives because they think that that's necessary. These tax-cutting alternatives are interesting because it takes away some of the issue that they've been trying to make of the deficit. If they, too, are willing to cut taxes, now they say that theirs are much smaller programs than the one the president has put forward.
The other big issue that both the Democrats and the president are talking about is prescription drugs for the elderly. Is this just more talk, or will there be some action on that?
Well, it's something that clearly people want, not just the elderly, but the elderly's people's children. And there have been a variety of plans put forward, and the administration is now getting serious about a plan of its own. Some trial balloons have been floated. So have centrist Democrats like John Breaux. Always the question here, Bob, is do the Democrats want the issue or do they want the policy? And now that they're in the minority, they might prefer just to take the issue to the electorate.
Yeah, where was all this energy back in the fall? Among the Democrats.
Well, I think now they're thinking that this presidential nomination is worth something, now that they're looking at these polls showing the president's got some problems. And his particular problem is in this question of, is he for people like me? He's always done well on that, unlike his father. Now he's beginning to have problems there as well. So the Democrats are thinking maybe this nomination is worth something and they should go for it.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.